In the headlines, major relief coming for Barbadians filing personal injury claims. The Chief Justice, though, warns the legal fraternity, make insurance claims realistic. The National Sports Council seeks to calm nerves of staff awaiting transition to Sporting Barbados. And the island wins 2 seats on Global Postal Councils in Dubai. This is the lunchtime edition of The Latest. I'm Barry Wilkinson. Details up ahead. Some personal injury claims in Barbados are taking more than 5 years, in some cases over a decade, before victims receive compensation. The alarming delays have prompted the Barbados Bar Association and the General Insurance Association to join forces to address the backlog. Speaking at the Sandals Resort during a 2-day workshop on strategies in personal injury and civil practice, Bar Association President Kay Williams admitted the system is buckling under the weight of several challenges, including lengthy waits for medical reports and a buildup of cases in the courts. She stressed that the urgent priority is to find practical solutions to deliver faster justice for injured Barbadians.
For attorneys at law and in the system, we are finding that personal injury matters are taking well over 5 years, I'd say even 10 plus years. That should not be happening. We are waiting on too many things in order for the claimant's matter to proceed. And the reason why we are here today is that potentially hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars are being tied up in the system because both for the insurance side as well as for the legal side, claims are not being processed in a timely fashion. So today's meeting, today's workshop is critical. There's a lot at stake for those who have been injured. There's a lot at stake for those who are in the legal profession.
Bar Association President Kay Williams. Meanwhile, President of the General Insurance Association of Barbados, Andrea Walton, emphasized the critical need for timely medical reports to help speed up personal injury claims.
We now have to collaborate a bit more and to ensure that we quantify the right amounts. We're also working together with the BOF Association to work with the Barbados Association of Medical Practitioners to ensure that the medical reports that insurance companies receive are adequate for making decisions to assist with settling personal injury claims. And that's something that we've been working towards now since March, and for the Barbados Association of Medical Practitioners since, I believe, about 2023. So it's an ongoing process for us. So we are working to ensure that first and foremost, the customer is priority and that we can settle claims as quickly as possible.
President of the General Insurance Association of Barbados, Andrea Walton. Delivering the feature address, Chief Justice Leslie Haynes pledged continued efforts within the judicial system to ease the backlog of cases.
Within the range of settlement, you are not to, how should I say, try to attain the best that you can do for your client. But if you don't understand the range of settlement involved and the evidence necessary to support that, to support your claim, the claim is going to take a fair time to settle. And sometimes there may be no settlement. And in that respect, you are not being fair to your client, because you have your client who suffered an injury. Liability is not in dispute, and the client is strung out there for the simple reason that you do not understand the range of settlement between yourself of the award of the claim.
Chief Justice Leslie Haynes. The Barbados National Standards Institution, BNSI, has announced plans to introduce a new metrology bill, a major legislative step to modernize the nation's measurement standards and strengthen its position in the global economy. The bill will replace the outdated Weights and Measures Act of 1979, which is no longer adequate for the demands of modern commerce and international trade. Speaking this morning at the Marriott Hotel on behalf of the chairman, Chief Technical Officer of the BNSI, Laboratory René Seely, underscored the critical role of metrology.
As many of you are aware, metrology, the science of measurement, is advancing rapidly all around the world. Internationally, it has become one of the key enablers of trade, innovation, and consumer protection. The accuracy of measurements is foundational to everything we do in life, from the food we purchase to the fuel we put into our vehicles, to the precision required in medicines we manufacture and other high-tech industries. Accurate measurement is what keeps global trade fair and reliable.
Chief Technical Officer at the BNSI Laboratory, Rene Seely, in the lunchtime edition. Several employees of the National Sports Council have been on edge in recent months following announcements that the entity will be dissolved and replaced by a new body called Sporting Barbados. However, Director of the Sports Council, Neil Murrell, has stressed that the process is far from complete and is not intended to diminish the council's role, but rather to strengthen the development of sports on the island. Responding to concerns raised on VOB's Down to Brass Tacks program today, Mr. Murrell explained that instead of staff reductions, the restructuring is more likely to create additional positions designed to meet international sporting standards.
We want to look at a new dispensation for sports in Barbados. We want to look, of course, towards things like talent identification. We want to look at a new branding in sports in terms of academies, even new coaching regimes. And all of this, and the council would have had an organizational chart which would be 1978 specific. The new dissolution, the National Sports Council, will look at even having new job openings, new job placements, and so on, so that we can have a different focus or a greater focus towards getting the best out of our athletes so that we can have a little bit more glory on the national scene.
Director of the Sports Council, Neil Murrell. One of the Democratic Labour Party's newest candidates is challenging the government's claims of economic growth, arguing that it does not reflect the grim reality in Barbadian households. Candidate for St. Michael East attorney Ensley Granger, speaking on the campaign trail during an online forum last night, said too many families in his constituency are struggling to make ends meet, a stark contrast to the upbeat reports of national progress.
You come across persons who will say, well, this is my salary before tax. Mm-hmm. I have a loan. I have rent. I have a young child or two. Mm-hmm. I can't do this. I pay a credit card just to use it back. Mm-hmm. I pay this card just to use it back.
Yeah.
So it is as the money comes in, it goes, and you like just let me put $20 on Waldron's account just to use it back in the supermarket.
Yeah.
When I get some money, I will pay on that again and use it back. So that is what families and households are facing today.
DLP candidate for St. Michael East, Ensley Granger, and Barbados has scored a major international win, elected to two key councils of the Universal Postal Union during its Congress in Dubai. The island now sits on both the Council of Administration and the Postal Operations Council, giving Barbados a decisive role in global postal policy and modernization. Home Affairs Minister Wilfred Abrams called it a proud and transformative moment. Our top stories. Major relief coming for Barbadians filing personal injury claims. The Chief Justice warning the legal fraternity, make insurance claims realistic. The National Sports Council seeks to calm nerves of staff awaiting transition to Sporting Barbados. And Barbados wins seats on two global postal councils. This has been the lunchtime edition of the latest on Starcom Network. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Barry Wilkinson. Good afternoon.
Thank you, Barry. Don't miss the latest with the Starcom Network news at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news, and like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.